Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Time again to visit with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. They bring you updates from time to time on how your dairy checkoff dollars are being spent as far as the research, the education, the promotion of real Wisconsin dairy products of all kinds. Today joining us is Suzanne Fanning. She's the Chief Marketing Officer at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and their Senior Vice President. And one project that got launched prior to the announcement about COVID-19 was something called Cheeselandia. You and I had visited about that initially, Suzanne. Now explain for people that missed that conversation or haven't been paying attention, what is Cheeselandia?
Cheeselandia is the ultimate fan club for loud and proud Wisconsin cheese lovers. So basically, there are ambassadors, and they're all over the world, not just Wisconsin, not just the U.S., but literally all over the world. And we wanted to find a way to kind of harness the power of all that enthusiasm for our cheeses and get people to drive conversations. And so that's what we're doing through our Cheeselandia program.
Now, as I mentioned, it started before the advent of COVID-19. How did it get started? What did we initially see? And then tell me how Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and your staff pivoted once COVID became a reality.
Yes, and that's a great question because we pretty much based this program on person-to-person events. So we had a series of pop-ups in over-indexing areas across the country. So huge parties where we would invite people to come and they'd have the Wisconsin cheese experience. And then we also had a series of house parties. We had house parties in, I believe, 47 or 48 out of our 50 states in the U.S. And so all of a sudden, house parties and live events were just not allowed. So very quickly, we had fans reaching out to us and saying, wow, do I miss this? Do I miss my Wisconsin cheese friends? And do I miss that experience? So is there something you can do? And we were already working on it, and we started having virtual events. Well, to our surprise, the virtual events were way more popular than we could have ever imagined. And they've gotten such a huge following. It's a big contest to get in on them because they're limited. Some of them have 100 spots, some of them 500, some 1,000. Right now we've got one that's got 3,000 spots, but space is limited. So people just rush to do it. And I think for the one that we launched this week, we had 200 people register in the first 2 minutes. I think the one before that, we had 750 spots and they filled in 20 minutes. So people are dying to go to these things.
Boy, and like you said, sometimes there is a silver lining to some of this, that virtual world everybody became so accustomed with so quickly. And all of a sudden, you said your social media interaction with the audience and that side of what Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin does with checkoff dollars has just skyrocketed.
It absolutely has. I mean, we've given these fans a forum to talk about their love for cheese. We've given them sort of the insider track. And so they meet our cheesemakers on these different events that we have online, and they get to ask questions. And we're able to bring so many people together, so many more people than we were before, that it's just been really incredible. And we're seeing just results across the board from not only these consumers talking about their love for Wisconsin cheese and posting all of these pictures, which of course is the hope, but we're seeing people at retail. There was somebody recently who went to Costco and said, oh, I just tried this Sartori cheese, which I had at Cheeselandia. I'm so excited that I found it at my local Costco and tagged Costco. So all of a sudden, this retailer is seeing how much people love Wisconsin cheese. We're talking about a specific brand, and we're just giving a halo to all of the cheeses in Wisconsin. There was another case where somebody posted they had bought some cheese from Car Valley that they found in their local store, and they posted just our logo on the back and said, I don't know this cheese, but it's from Wisconsin, so I know it's going to be great. So excited I found the badge. Yeah. So, I mean, it's happening.
Right. You know, and there another part of this with regards to dairy farmer checkoff dollars and that investment, you would not be able to afford the budget to try to reach out and get that many people engaged with all that product if it was a normal campaign.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And I do want to say to the farmers that the cheesemakers have been amazing and they have really supported this program. And they realize the value of getting cheese in people's mouths and getting real consumer-to-consumer recommendations, because that's huge. And a lot of cheese companies don't have a way to do it, but they are willing to donate cheese. And so most of these cheese companies have stepped up and they've paid for the shipping and they've paid for all of the cheese. So we're just planning this incredible experience and amplifying consumers' voices.
And a perfect example of how critical word of mouth is.
Oh, it absolutely is. According to Nielsen, 92% of consumers believe friends and family over any form of advertising. And so we know it's really, really effective. I mean, we are definitely living in an age where, number one, people don't trust big brands, what they say. And the other thing is they pay a premium to skip ads, right? So like where people could pay for a commercial before, now folks have DVRs and they are like skipping right over them, or they're paying a fee to skip over advertisements on any kind of platform that they're using. So the fact that we've got consumers talking about how amazing Wisconsin cheese is just across the board in this natural, authentic way is just amazingly effective for us.
Suzanne Fanning's along with us, Chief Marketing Officer here at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and their Senior Vice President. We're talking about Cheeselandia, a project that was launched before COVID-19 to engage with consumers in their homes at special events with real Wisconsin cheese. Obviously, things had to adjust in light of COVID-19, but it has been getting rave reviews. Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin recently and their Cheeselandia campaign captured some major marketing awards.
Yes, we have. We won some awards through the Association of National Advertisers, and we won a gold award with the AMA, the American Marketing Association. Not only did we win the gold in the influencer category, we won the grand champion award for the best program in the entire awards, all of the entries. So it was pretty exciting. We're getting lots of recognition from key marketing leaders just across the board about what a cool program this is, and we're hearing major brands saying, boy, we would love to be able to do something like that.
That's what you love to hear when somebody that's in, shall we say, a bigger orbit wants to copy your work.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And so I've done countless interviews about this, and I've been asked to write a review on it for a marketing journal in the UK, because again, we've got global interest in our little program here in Wisconsin. So I'm really excited to do it and just happy that we can drive some results for the dairy farmers and cheesemakers in our state.
Now, where will Cheeselandia live or go next? Are we looking at it just for a calendar year, Suzanne, or are we going to continue working with this indefinitely? I guess so many uncertainties about COVID-19 in our lifestyles.
Yeah, I mean, Cheeselandia certainly will live on, because that Cheeselandia is not just a program, it's a collection of people now, it's a collection of fans. So Cheeselandia is definitely going to keep going. We are anxious to get back to some of our live events, to some of our house parties and things like that, but certainly the virtual has worked so well that that will be a component that will continue on well after COVID. So we'll keep doing this virtual thing as well. And we're continuing to change and evolve the program and give Cheeselandians things to do. One example is because we do have these people who are so excited about our cheese and are very articulate, posting pictures, posting videos, we're kind of raising those people up. And as we do little broadcast shows across the country, so like shows like Good Morning Seattle and Hello San Antonio and all the just different morning shows across the country, we're going to utilize our Cheeselandians and equip them to be our TV spokespeople. So the more involved people are, the more events they're going to, the more we get to know them, the more that we're doing things with them like that. They're also like writing recipe reviews for us at our upcoming event that we have. We've got two coming up. We've got one this week that we're partnering with Leinenkugel, and we are doing a sort of our own version of Oktoberfest, but our Wisco Fest. We've got another one coming up in October that we're partnering with Culver's to talk about National Cheese Curd Day.
Oh, sure.
So we're trying to tie it into food service and to some other key Wisconsin brands to better amplify our voice and everything that we're doing. So the program continues to evolve. For our pre-show, we've got some of our Cheeselandians who are kind of doing the welcoming event.
Oh.
So that's kind of exciting too. So continue to give them jobs to do.
Where can people find this if they haven't already experienced Cheeselandia?
The best place to follow us is on Instagram because that's where most of the action happens. So definitely looking at Cheeselandia on Instagram. And then also we do have a website as well. So you can read the Gazette. You can see some pictures of the parties and things like that.
Excellent. Stay engaged in the process. Like we said, COVID-19 has changed a lot of our goals and how we get to them in 2020. But when it comes to Cheeselandia, it is having continued success. Suzanne Fanning's along with us. She is the Senior Vice President, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and their Chief Marketing Officer, making it all happen behind the scenes. That is your Dairy Farmer Checkoff dollars at work. Again, they are dedicated to making sure every penny is spent properly. Research, education, promotion, and now you know, Cheeselandia is a major part of that. Remember, follow them online, wisconsindairy.org, or better yet, find Cheeselandia on Instagram. With Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and Suzanne Fanning, I'm Pam Yonke.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.